Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. On today's show, Huating emphasizes the importance of the party's political construction in building a livable, workable, and beautiful countryside. Plus, the Secretary General of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, calls for the punishment of 39 people on the issue of kickbacks. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a focus on Shenyu Township in Huating City, which in recent years has been concentrating on the political construction of the party, learning from the Thousand Villages demonstration, 10,000 Villages rectification project, and vigorously developing industries to enrich the people. They are also accelerating rural construction and continuously improving rural governance, effectively promoting comprehensive rural revitalization. Bella, our correspondent from Simply Politics from China, is here to provide more insights. Can you tell us more about the efforts of Shenyu Township?
Certainly, David. Shenyu Township has been leveraging policy opportunities and identifying development paths based on local conditions. They have implemented the Three Good Three Linkages project, which is led by party building and aims to promote industry development. They have established high-standard facilities for vegetable bases on Shenliu Road, introduced asparagus cultivation, and supported the planting of organic plateau summer vegetables. The industry model they adopted is party branch plus cooperative base farmer, with Shenyu Mountain Valley Agriculture Development Company responsible for external contracting, seedling supply, technical guidance, market docking, and order purchase. This model has effectively promoted agricultural efficiency, green rural areas, and increased farmers' income.
What are the future plans for this initiative?
The township plans to implement the second phase of the Shenliu Road Organic Vegetable Base Construction Project. They plan to build 33 vegetable greenhouses and a fresh cold storage around the existing vegetable base on Shenliu Road. They aim to improve related infrastructure, perfect the mechanism of linking farmers, promote the growth of collective economy at the village level and the income of the masses, and effectively turn small vegetables into a big industry that enriches the people and strengthens the township.
It seems that the township is also focusing on improving the living environment. Can you elaborate on this?
Yes, the township is indeed working on making the environment more beautiful. They have planned and implemented the Shizi Road Human Settlement Environment Improvement Project, deeply excavating the leisure culture of farming, integrating socialist core values, village rules and folk customs, and beautifying the greenery along the route. They are striving to create a peach blossom land, the most beautiful West Guman.
What about the cultural aspect of the township's development?
The township is focusing on educating people with culture, benefiting people with culture, and fully utilizing the role of the New Era Civilization Practice Station. They are promoting the One Core, Three Transformations, Four Connections governance model, deepening the five governance integration, improving the one agreement, four meetings, and carrying out activities to create spiritual civilization. They are also conducting activities to select and commend moral models and good deeds, and widely carrying out three rural cultural activities to benefit the people. They are continuously promoting the change of customs and using civilization creation to cast the soul, shape, and strengthen the foundation for rural revitalization, making civilized rural customs, good family style, and simple folk customs the most touching scenery of the beautiful countryside.
Thanks for your insights, Bella. As we continue to explore political developments, let's shift our focus to Japan, where a recent scandal involving kickbacks at fundraising banquets held by factions of Japan's Liberal Democratic Party has prompted the party's Secretary General, Toshimitsu Motegi, to call for a disciplinary committee meeting. The committee will review the cases of 39 members, including those from the Abe and Nikai factions, who have failed to report political fund income and expenditures of 5 million yen or more. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and former Secretary General Toshihiro Nikai are not among those under review. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Certainly, David. The 39 members under review have been identified by Motegi. The disciplinary committee is expected to meet as early as the 4th of April to determine the penalties. During a high-level party meeting, Prime Minister Kishida expressed his hope for a serious judgment of moral and political responsibility. He also stated that necessary procedures will be advanced within the week to implement the penalties.
What about the remaining members who failed to report the kickbacks?
For the remaining approximately 40 members who did not report the kickbacks but are not under disciplinary review, Motegi plans to issue a reminder to them not to repeat the offense. This was stated during a press conference.
And how many current members of the Abe and Nikai factions have accepted kickbacks but failed to report them?
There are 82 current members of the Abe and Nikai factions who have accepted kickbacks but did not report them. The Liberal Democratic Party is considering imposing a persuasion to leave the party penalty on some senior members of the Abe faction, which is only slightly less severe than expulsion.
It's a serious situation indeed. Thank you for the insights, Abby. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.